Hello and welcome back to the Lease Summit Town Hall podcast. I'm your host, Nick Parker. Liesl Hayes, she's on assignment right now. I'm kidding. She's not really on assignment. I wanted to pretend. I wanted to be like one of those big time TV shows where one of the hosts is gone. They say they're on assignment, like they're working on some special project, which I'm sure like 5% of the time that's what they're doing. But this isn't a real thing. Liesl's just on vacation, so I'm mad at her. She's having fun, and I'm still here. And it's a little bit cold today. I don't like the cold. I'm ready for the 70s and 80s. I'm ready for that weather to come here. So Liesl will be back next week. We'll make her do all of the heavy lifting in our next episode of the podcast. Just a reminder that the Lease Summit Town Hall podcast is brought to the good people by Budget Blinds of Lease Summit. I know it's been a couple years since my other co-host Jason Norbury left, but I still, when I say it, I still hear him screaming Budget Blinds at the top of his lungs, and I hope you do too. Budget Blinds is your home for signature series, shades, and also your home for all the things you need as you're doing your spring cleaning and your spring spruce-ups to get your house ready for this awesome weather that's going to come our way soon. Whether you want, some wall treatment, whether you want some new window treatments, you want the blinds, you want some drapery. Me, personally, I'm still waiting for that opportunity to buy those robot shades. I want to be able to go to my Alexa device or my Apple phone and say, hey, open my blinds, close my blinds. I've got the smart light bulbs. I need the smart shades, and this is the place to do it. So when you're ready to make your home a smart home or just, a perfectly decorated home, go visit our friends at Budget Blinds of Lee Summit, located right in the heart of Lee Summit, right in downtown. Tell them Nick and Liesl sent you. We're going to do something a little bit different this week. Instead of us doing an interview with bringing a guest in their local story on, I wanted to turn it over this year to one of our local teen students. And I've said before on the show that one of the cool things I get to do for each of the last 4 years is run a little program. It's called I Can Relate. It is a podcast totally operated and hosted by local teen students right here in Lee Summit. They get together, they choose their topics, they figure out how they want to present those topics and hold those conversations with each other or with guests, and then they record it. I mean, really, my job, I open the door for the building so they can come in and record, and I hit that big red record button. But really, I let them do all this on their own, and it is amazing selfishly for me to watch. But I think it's a really good program sponsored by our friends over at Lee Summit Cares. We get some help from them. We get some help from Rediscover. But it's a fantastic opportunity to let the young voices in our community speak up and talk about topics they think are important to them. They think they're important to their peers, and they're topics that they think we as the olds should listen up a little bit. We should listen in and understand their perspective, sometimes their needs, and sometimes either how they want to help themselves or how they want to go to us to seek help. It's all of those things. It's good to give everybody a voice, and this is a good project for our local teens to have a voice. Today's episode, Ellie Johnson, who is a senior here in the LSR 7 district and a member of the I Can Relate, she's going to do an interview with Jennifer Craig from Rediscover and Officer Amanda Gino from the Lee Summit Police Department, talking about an upcoming event and public forum about youth mental health. That is on April 22nd, doors open at 6, the formal start at 6:30. It's a fantastic opportunity for you to come and hear these conversations and take part in it. I will now turn it over to Ellie Johnson.
Welcome back to I Can Relate, a podcast by teens, for teens, and about teens. I'm Ellie, and today I have two very special guests. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So, Amanda, do you want to go first?
Yeah, my name is Officer Amanda Gino, and I work for the Lee Summit Police Department.
And then Jennifer?
And I am Jennifer Craig. I am the President and CEO of Rediscover and also a professional counselor.
And today we're going to be talking about something really interesting going on in our community. We have a youth mental health forum that we've already done one. We're getting ready to do another. And so we just really want to talk about, why it's important to to talk to teens about this stuff. So can you guys give me a little background about, like, you know, who you are and why you feel empowered to get involved with speaking about youth mental health?
Yeah. So Officer Gino here. My history with mental health, I am a, what we call a CIT officer. So I am trained a little bit more in access to resources to deal with anybody and everybody that calls us or might need our assistance related to any kind of mental health issue. I actually really, really love it. It's the fun part of my job. I love meeting new people and just really getting to know people and kind of what makes their brain function. So that's kind of my history as far as like mental health training. And then I've spent the last 10 years in the schools dealing with kids from, you know, kindergarten to, you know, seniors in high school. So I have a lot of history with teens and kind of seeing what they go through on a day-to-day basis and what really gets their, you know, their blood flowing and what problems they're really having. So it's definitely interesting when you talk about youth mental health.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And for me, I really started thinking about youth mental health when I was 18, which has been a while now.
Mm-hmm.
One of my closest friends in college confided to me that she was considering ending her life by suicide. And I felt somewhat powerless to know how to help her and started taking psychology courses and ended up changing my major and going into the field. My friend was able to get help, and that was incredibly inspiring to me. And as a clinician, I spent a lot of time working with youth and families. And then I moved to Lee Summit almost 6 years ago now. And something that really struck me is, how do we make sure we work together as a community to come together to meet the needs of youth? And I had the opportunity to be in meetings with community partners about that. And suddenly it struck us, we need to make sure we're hearing from youth. We can't build something without their voice. And so that's really where the idea for the Youth Mental Health Forum came from.
And Jennifer, can you tell me a little bit more about, we've already done one of these forums, mm-hmm. where has you spoke about, you know, getting the teens in there and actually talking to them? Where did all these ideas kind of like cultivate? And then how did you transfer that into actually setting, you know, something up?
So initially, there were conversations that we were having. Members of Rediscover were the Community Mental Health Center that services Lee Summit. And then also Prodeo Youth Center was at the table, Lee Summit PD, and also Lee Summit Cares. And we actually talked with counselors who work with youth to shape some questions we thought we wanted to hear. But we got really involved with, and Lee Summit Cares, I think, reached out with youth they were working with to invite. And we did an open invitation, worked with LSR7, and really wanted to make sure that we were listening more than anything. And so there were two sessions that have already occurred on the same day, which you know, Ellie, because you were one of our MCs, our co-MCs that day. And
which, thank you for that opportunity, by the way.
You were, I will say I've seen the survey results and hands down, loved the co-hosts. So you were very well received. And I think one of my takeaways, I had the opportunity to be there, was really, I heard a lot of youth say, we don't have an opportunity to have these conversations, and it's really, really important. And I think what part of what brought us to the table, too, was, you know, the Surgeon General had issued a youth mental health advisory saying it's a crisis level. And so it was really important that what do we do as a community here in Lee Summit to respond to that?
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that's great conversations to have. As for, you know, the data you guys got from those questions, Officer Amanda, you might be able to provide some insight on this. Where's the data going? I mean, are we having these conversations just to have them, or are you guys using this?
We're tracking data all the time, and that's how we figure out where we need to go, what we need to be doing, what's our next step. And so we're always using that data. I have, you know, I brought data with me, you know, of the reports that are we taking and the calls that were going on. And we use all of that as a way to do better. And we work with Rediscover closely, and they're using that data as well. So definitely useful. Not always the most fun to keep track of data, but definitely useful.
Have you seen positive results? I know you mentioned surveys. Have you seen positive, you know, conversations coming from that forum? Like, what's the overall, like, consensus been about this?
So I can share with you that just in talking in the community about the experiences of us sharing it, other communities adjacent to Lee Summit are saying, we need to do more of this in our community. I was talking with some local pastors who are really concerned about how we take care of youth, how we provide especially structured, safe places over the summer, and that was an area of interest. I think what's really exciting is you asked, well, does it just stop here? What are we doing with it? What's the purpose? So we're having a follow-up session that's in, it's open to the community. We're wanting adults, we're wanting parents, we're wanting community members to come and hear directly from the youth. So we had over 30 youth that came to those first two sessions volunteer to be a part of presenting either their point of view, representing the other youth that were there to the community at large. And so that's going to be coming up in April.
What are you expecting that to look like? I mean, are they going to present the data we talked about, or what are they kind of going through that process of?
So my understanding is there will be a little level setting at the beginning, just presenting the why. And so I think Officer Iceberg is going to share some of the Lee Summit PD data like he did with the youth forum. And then it's really going to be youth driven, sharing what had happened, answering some of the questions. And then there'll be just a little opportunity for a call to action for those who attend to really talk about what they could do after hearing from the youth about next steps to really respond, because that's the goal. It's not to just talk about it and do nothing. It's, okay, as a result of what we've heard, what can we do to really fill gaps and make a real big impact?
That all sounds super exciting. What's that date looking like for you guys?
I believe it's April 22nd, yep. Is the date.
And then, so kind of on that, you know, you guys are doing a partnership. It's, you know, it's Rediscover and Lee Summit Police Department. So where did that partnership come from for you guys? Like, I obviously know that you guys are, you know, you respond to the calls and things like that, and you provide, you know, the counseling and things like that. So this partnership is something I think is, you know, very valuable, but where did that idea kind of resonate from?
Well, you know, we could say we've been partnering for many years now. I think it's evolving. And, definitely, you know, the idea of a crisis intervention trained officers is something that Lee Summit Police has really been a leader in our community. And for over 10 years, there's been work on that. But right before COVID, we had an opportunity to apply for a grant at a federal level and to roll out this concept of mental health co-responders. So when someone does call and the dispatch realizes it's really a mental health issue, we can have a mental health counselor who's an employee at Rediscover respond with the police. And I can tell you, now we partner not only with Lee Summit Police, but a few other area police, but we went out on almost 2,000 co-response calls just last year. So that's really taken off.
Yeah. For the listeners, could you elaborate on the crisis team for me?
Yeah. So crisis intervention team, CIT for short. Most officers will wear like a little lapel pin on their shirt. And when it first rolled out, nobody knew, you know, who, what, when, where, how. But now it's gotten to the point where the mental health community realizes what a CIT officer is. And they can actually call in the police department and say, hey, I'm having a mental health crisis. I need to talk to a CIT officer. Because they know that officer is going to come and is going to be patient with them, is going to listen to them, which is what most people want, you know. And then they know that that person has the extra skills, the extra knowledge to get them the help that they may need in that very moment, or that extra resource to set up an appointment the next day. And so that CIT officer's job is to go and make that happen. We document every time that we come across a subject that might be what we call a CIT subject or a mental health, some type of mental health call. And we're documenting all of that. And then we work with Rediscover, and part of what the co-responders do, in addition to coming out with us, they actually call and follow up. Right. So it's not we just dealt with you on Friday and you're done. We don't see you again. It's they're going to be calling you on Monday and saying, how was your weekend? Have you followed up? Do you have an appointment? Yeah. What can we do? And so that's the really cool part is the follow up piece. Because sometimes people, when we show up in uniform, they don't know what to do.
You look a little scary sometimes. Yeah, especially the teens.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so having a mental health co-responder call you and tell you that, hey, you're important. Mm-hmm. We heard you. We see you. What can we do to help you? That's been the really beneficial piece that I've seen with the co-response. And then, not to mention, we always obviously bring the responder in when it's safe. So we'll go and handle, some people in crisis are not safe to be around. And so we try to get that calmed down to a point where we can bring them in and then they can really start to ask those questions, maybe questions that I don't know to ask, and maybe start to offer some resources that I don't even know about or I don't have access to. So we really, really value this program, and we've seen such success with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really, really good for us. Great partnership.
So as you're kind of talking to me about, crisis intervention team, it's sounding a lot like what I used to do, like in elementary school. We had DARE, which has now become IMPACT, correct?
Yep.
So what's IMPACT's role in this? Like, how's this intertwined in all this?
Yeah. So I'm actually former DARE officer. Mm-hmm. I taught DARE for probably 8 years, and then I taught IMPACT for the last year that I was in the program. So I helped develop IMPACT. We just saw a lot of points that we were missing with DARE.
Yeah.
DARE it was old, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not updated, and everybody's like, oh, it doesn't work. Well, number one, tell me a program that works 100% of the time, right?
Valid, yes.
Tell me a program that works. But we also saw a lot of areas that we could excel. So that's why we created IMPACT. And IMPACT, we're like, what does it stand for? Mm-hmm. We tried that. It didn't work. the IMPACT is truly just, hey, IMPACT. We're here to make an impact on you.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, a good one, right? But hopefully to teach you about drugs and what they do to your body, right? I've never sat there and said, don't do drugs, because the minute I tell somebody not to do something, they're going to want to do it, right? I was a kid once. I did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we taking the approach of just education based, right? So education about drugs and then what your body is doing when it's on drugs, why it feels good, why people have drug problems, why all these things occur. And then we talk a little bit about like the mental health piece that a lot of people will have mental health issues and not know how to deal with them, not want to deal with them, not want to accept them. And so they do drugs, to deal with it. And then now you have
to fill that void.
Yeah. And now you have a mental health issue. And then you also have, now you have a drug problem right on top of it. So we talk a lot about why people do that and how that those drugs change your brain.
Mm-hmm.
And if you already have mental health problems, it's really just going to exacerbate the problem.
Yeah.
So with IMPACT, we're really teaching people and kids about those drugs, what they do to you. And then also we talk about feelings, right? Nobody likes to talk about their feelings, but we talk about our feelings and we talk about our feelings are valid, right? And all of our feelings are they're good feelings. It's just what you do with those feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of kids get into fights and arguments and all these things. And, I'm like, it's okay to be mad. It's totally okay to be mad, but it's not okay to punch somebody when you're mad, so we talk a little bit about just kind of like overall wellness, really.
Yeah. Youth health.
Yes. And we really looked about like, how do kids learn, right? Kids don't learn when you're sitting there talking at them. They want to see something on a TV, on a screen. They want to act it out. So we have acting out portions. So we actually call students up there and then they act out a situation that they might encounter.
Yes.
And so they have fun. And they realize they're learning.
And they learn.
Yeah.
They have fun and they learn.
They're learning. They're learning to say, no, I'm good. No, thank you. I'm not interested. Right.
Yeah.
So, and we do interactive games and all of these things that we really looked at how these kids are learning.
Yes.
So yeah, it's an awesome program.
Yes. I'm so glad that it's moved away from just, like ATOD and like really like driving home the idea of like mental health impacts drug usage.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer, as a counselor, I'm sure you can, elaborate on that. Like, is that like a trend you see is like, mental health, like where we struggle in that area that can lead to drug usage?
Yeah. Oftentimes it's what comes first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we turning to substances to numb the pain we have from anxiety or depression? And we see a lot go hand in hand. In fact, on any given day when I talk with one of our psychiatrists, they will say for their adult patients, probably anywhere from 65 to almost 90% co-occurring disorder is what they call. So mental health diagnosis and substance use diagnosis.
Well, I just want to say I'm so glad that you guys are, you know, doing this and really listening to us and, you know, giving us this space to, you know, share our voice and have those conversations. But I don't think I have any other questions for you guys. So is there anything else you want to add on about April 22nd or just, you know, CIT or impact, anything like that?
Yeah, you know, I just wanted to talk a little bit about, like, mental health and youth now is a whole different world than it used to be with social media.
Mm-hmm.
And just that social media, we've seen it, just it exacerbates a problem. And so we're really trying to, it's something we talk about with Impact too, is talking about social media use. What's real, what's not, you know, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. And we try to talk about like setting some guidelines and boundaries for yourself and really learning to, you know, talk about your feelings with people, you know, your parents, a therapist, someone that you trust. And we're really trying to get kids to talk. You know, not just text, not just email, but really be able to talk. Because we all know I've read a text message and I read it one way and it was totally meant to be, you know, something other than what I read. I'm like, oh, that is not what I interpreted. You know, so we're really trying to get kids to maybe not be so on social media or don't turn to social media when they are having some mental health issues and turn to find someone, you know, or a place that they trust and that they can actually go and talk about their issues and hopefully start to make, you know, some progress in dealing with that.
All right. Well, thank you guys. If you're in our community, make sure to come out April 22nd at MIC,
so MIC. The Missouri Innovation Campus. I believe it starts at 6 p.m.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening to I Can Relate. See you next time.